Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. My name is Scott McKenzie, but you know that. And we are broadcasting from IoT Solutions World Congress here in beautiful Barcelona, Spain. And it's brought to you by those wonderful people at Industrial Internet Consortium. Go out to iiconsortium.org. Find out more. And you're saying to yourself, Scott, why do I got to go out to iiconsortium.org? Because you need to know more about IoT. You need to know more about IIoT. You need to know more about security, AI, and everything associated with Industry 4.0. And you know what? It's free. Because you know, and they're dedicated, Industrial Internet Consortium is dedicated to your success, and they want to make sure that you are a success. So there you go. iiconsortium.org. Find out more. We've got a great interview today. Again, his name is, don't call him Alexander because we're going to go by Alex Soli. And he's with Dell EMC. Don't ask about EMC. So there's a lot of things you don't want to ask about in this interview. But how about that there, Alex?
That's fine.
Sitting in that. How you doing? Having a good conference?
Oh, yeah. It's going well. Thank you.
It's impressive. For me personally, it's impressive. Now, if you're watching it out on video, which it'll be video, you can't see beyond my, but on the other side of the camera, it's amazing the amount of people, the vendors, the booths. It's just all out here. A lot of future business happening right here in this particular conference. So for the listeners out there, give us a little background, Alex, and where you're coming from, and talk to us a little bit about Dell EMC and what you do for them for now. And then we'll venture into some real tactical stuff.
Sure. I'm a senior analyst at Dell EMC, which is part of Dell Technologies. That's a long story involving an acquisition a few years ago.
Got it.
It's like Dell Technologies is more of the consumer side, laptops.
Yeah.
Dell EMC is basically a company that focuses more on storage, networking. Okay.
No. There was a gentleman over there. He was cleaning house, and I'm watching him as you were talking about your stuff, and I'm going, what the heck is he? Sorry about that.
No, it's fine.
It is. It's a podcast. Who cares, man?
Okay. So basically, their focus is more on storage. But when I say storage, I mean giant data centers made up of racks and racks of hard drives and such, designed to make sure all your data is there, secure, easy to index, that sort of stuff.
Is that the cloud?
It can be a cloud.
But why? I mean, you can have racks and racks of stuff on prem, or you can have racks and racks of stuff in the cloud. Now, Dell EMC has a cloud presence.
Yes, we do have a cloud presence, and yes, EMC is more of the on-prem site. So it's like if you don't want, instead of paying AWS for storing all your data, you can store your data yourself on our stuff. We also have a strategically aligned businesses, companies we own or allied with, like VMware, which has its own benefits in the cloud. VirtuStream is very cloud-oriented. Pivotal, which recently got bought by VMware, yes, they're both owned
Pivotal.
By Dell.
Yep,
Don't worry about it.
Yep.
Is very based on the whole Cloud Foundry thing. As for my particular role in the company, it's basically to look at what the future looks like the next 1 to 5 years, and based off of that, try to get the whole of Dell EMC on the same page. EMC used to be a giant company before Dell Technologies bought it, so you want to make sure that the arms and legs know what heck the brain is thinking, if you catch my meaning.
Yeah, I do. And what fascinates me, I mean, how do you put your arms around the future? I mean, I don't know how you do that, especially when you come to an event like this and everybody's talking about the future and how it's impacting and they're in the game. And I mean, a lot of these consequences, these positive consequences, if you're not in the game, you don't even realize that epiphany that happens is like, I'm doing this, but you know what else I can do? I can do that, too. And if you're not in the game, so how do you put your arms around, the future? That's a tough act.
Well, Alex,
I know you're smart. Your dad's smart.
Thank you, yes. Well, the main trick is to find other smart people that came out a little narcissistic. Other smart people who can help you, who are already involved in the area. Try to go through a lot of different people and looking at different websites, because everyone has their own perspective,
yeah.
They have their own bias,
yeah.
And they all have their own experience, which informs both of those.
See, what's interesting about an event like this, and others, but this one in particular, they recognize the world of IoT, the world of IIoT, and so on. It has to be a collaborative, you know, confab, to lack of a better term, because it has to be, because nobody can do everything. Mm-hmm. And then in that environment, somebody's going to come up with another way of doing X, Y, Z. And if you're not engaged in an event like this, you're going to miss out. And that's why it's important that you're here. There you go.
There's actually quite a few other Dell people. Some of them are admittedly on the sales side of things.
Right.
Because you have to tell other people you're selling the future so they buy into your future, as you might say. People like myself and Saeed are around here trying to talk to other people, see what they're selling, get an idea of what they see as trends, because, for instance, there's a lot of people here talking about IoT platforms because a lot of companies believe that's what they need to do to go forward. And, of course, we've got a blockchain presence. We have a new section dedicated to AI, I notice.
Yeah.
That wasn't there last year. And, of course, connected cars are still a big thing.
I spoke to Wael. Yeah, he's a smart guy, too. Yeah. Everybody's smart. You don't know how it feels to be on this side of the mic when I'm walking around this arena. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, and I am humble about it. How about that? But what's interesting is and I've spoken to a number of people about this, is it this event, and you and others, you have to do that. You have to figure out the messaging of it. Because when you're at an event like this, everybody's sort of drinking from the same, you know, cup, and it's like, yeah, we get it, and the tech, and boop, 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 and doing all that. But for Joe Sixpack like me, right, what does it mean to me? How is it solving my problem? And then message it in such a way that it says, hey, it's not that difficult to understand. That to me is vital, is the messaging side.
Try to summarize all of IoT, including B2B, B2C, acronym upon acronym. Well, focusing more on the business-to-consumer side, because a lot of the people here, they're selling to other corporations. So it's like Joe Sixpack will most likely be seeing the front end of things. It's like when you're calling for a car in Uber or using your smart home,
Yeah. You
don't realize whether your data is being stored on some data center in Barcelona or some AWS cloud thing somewhere in...
Yeah, Timbuktu.
But there are business-to-consumer technologies around here showing off how companies are figuring out how to help light your homes, make sure everything's connected. You can keep track of the analysis so you can know how your son is driving your car, for instance. There's quite a few of that around here.
You do, and you always got to drive it down to the consumer and solving a problem. And if you can, like you know, I went down the road of lighting my house, and, hey, check this out. Hey, turn on my lights. And it's like the future is now. And then I realized, I don't need somebody. I can just go flip the switch again.
Yeah, but it's all the way over there. Seriously, though. For instance, if you go to Sony's booth right now, they've got a few things that when you talk about the consumer is not you. It's a corporation like Visilion. That one's talking about helping people track those giant container boxes so you can make sure that that the products you have inside aren't literally on fire or something along those lines.
See, but that's a use case that I didn't know that was a problem before. They're investing time, energy, and effort and money into saying, apparently there's a problem there and we're going to solve that problem.
Yeah. I mean, EMC itself has once gloated, that's not the right word. But they mentioned that one time we were able to tell when one of our clients' data centers were on fire before our client knew. We had to tell.
See, it's amazing.
Yes.
There was a guy that said, we have to have like 20 forklifts. And I go, 20 forklifts? Yeah, because we're having a hard time finding the other one, so we always have. And it's like, how do you lose a forklift? But apparently, the battery goes down, somebody doesn't maintain it, it's dead in the water for whatever reason, it's sitting over in the corner. So these are like operational realities, right? And we still need to get business done, but I'm never going to jump back on that. So we need 20. And it's just like there's the cushion of risk. Now you can get down to the point where if you need 10, you got 10.
Yeah.
You can manage 10.
And for Joe Sixpack himself, which I assume is the guy working on a factory floor, it might mean putting some of this IoT tech in their machine so that they know whether the drill is almost at its end.
Yeah.
So they know they can get a new one so that when Joe Sixpack's drill dies, you can just pick up another drill and move on and keep track of where the forklifts
are. That's exactly correct.
And
you just don't realize it until somebody comes up with a reason why they need to track it and put, and when they put that investment into it, and you go, wow, I just didn't know. But apparently, but you know what we do? We just, human nature, unlike many here, but just human nature just sort of accepts the condition. It's like, yeah, that's just it. It's going to take me 20 minutes. No, it's going to take me, 4 hours to find this tool just because that's the way it is. And it's always been that way. But you're at the cutting edge. You're Dale, EMS, all of the team there, cutting edge, trying to figure out solutions to problems, real problems, and use cases to do so.
Yeah.
So where do you see it going? Now that you're the future guy there and you got a strategy, what little gems that you've seen?
At EMC, one of the big things we're talking about is the future of the edge, because...
Just one second.
No,
Susie, can you... Never mind. That's his jacket right there. Never mind. Go ahead.
One of the big things we're talking about is the edge, which is one of those things that we're having trouble defining and one of the reasons our organization exists. But to give a somewhat woolly definition, when you've got all these big clouds, often that means that they're having their data go back and forth to a data center that may be hundreds or thousands of miles away. And even a lot of the Dell EMC, a lot of data centers with Dell EMC products are usually centered in, say, the company headquarters or someplace nearby. But the thing is that when you've got a connected vehicle, for instance, if you have a pothole in Cambridge and you have a data center in Boston, you want that data to eventually go out to someone to tell them to get rid of that pothole. The issue, though, is that to get all the data off of a connected vehicle right now on 5G speeds, it is faster to take the hard drive out of the car and mail it to the data center than it is to hope that all the data gets there on time. So,
really?
Yeah. So one of the things you have to worry about is that, well, obviously you don't need to get all the data off the car immediately. So how much of that data do you want to get as far quickly as possible? Like a pothole in Cambridge won't necessarily affect someone in Boston or wherever the data center is. But you do want these cars to be able to talk to each other. So you want another data center, a smaller one, obviously, closer by so that you can get the data out. Another example, if you have a mining corporation in, say, Middle East, but the company is based in London, and there's some issues going on at the oil company, you don't want to wait even a few minutes to make sure that the data gets to London
and then comes back
after analysis. You want it there as soon as possible. So you want some racks or something else closer by to make sure that the data gets there as quickly as is analyzed as quickly as possible.
I didn't realize that there was an uptime, upload pinch point. That I don't. How do you solve that? But that I didn't know that.
Well, part of course is new technologies, but you don't necessarily know how fast that technology is. Although of course we've got some very smart people in our Sugar team at Dell EMC who would be very happy to tell you. But the edge is also pretty useful in case something goes wrong in said London data center, or you don't necessarily want to wait for Boston per se. And of course, and one of the things you have to think about with car data management is that a lot of the data on there, you could say, well, most people aren't that interested in what's happening in the vehicle, aside from the OEMs who are very interested in what's happening inside the vehicle. What I'm talking about,
it's
like
true, sure, absolutely. Yeah. As simple as oil life, compression. I'm telling you right now, tons of data points. It's a computer on wheels, and it's pretty serious.
Oh God, yes.
And more and more, this genie's out of the bottle, baby, and it's just going to continue to get more and more and more sophisticated. And the data is going to be collected, and then somebody's going to come up and say, "Yeah, we need data point over here and over here." It never ends.
I mean, yeah, we're talking in terms of terabytes. We're starting to go into petas, exas. The term I had to use yesterday was zettabyte, which is...
Zettabyte?
Yes. So it's like, what, a trillion gigs or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a trillion gigs.
I had a hard enough time with terabyte. I did. I'm thinking to myself, I can't even imagine just from the beginning of time, you know, that all of that information couldn't fit on a doggone... But it's like, holy cow.
I think about 2.7% of all data up to 2019... is a zettabyte, so it's like, and we're going to be producing quite a few more zettabytes over the next few years, let alone decades.
Really?
Yeah.
That's stunning.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay, are you active out there on LinkedIn?
Yes, I am.
And I'm sorry, we're going to have to wrap this interview up because I don't want to, because I can have this conversation all day long. So you're active out there, so... That's, is it Alex Sully or is it Alexander out on there?
Pretty sure it's Alexander.
All right.
Either is fine.
No, I mean, you got to find you out on LinkedIn. You're going to be connecting with this gent. He's skilled. He's got mad skills. He's seeing the future. He's with Dell EMS, EMC. See, how about that? Never mind.
It's Dell EMC. Don't worry about it. EMC. Dell Technologies works too.
Yeah, there you go. And once again, you're listening to Industrial Talk Podcast, and we're broadcasting once again from IoT Solutions World Congress here in Barcelona, Spain. Great food, great people, great professionals like Alex right here. And we're going to have more of those innovators coming right up. And we're brought to you by those wonderful people at Industrial Internet Consortium, iiconsortium.org. Put that down on your to-do list to connect with them ASAP, because you need to know about IoT, IIoT, security, AI, everything that's associated with Industry 4.0. They'll set you in the right direction because you need to know more about this stuff, because they're dedicated to your success. Thank you very much. Be bold, be brave. Dare greatly, change the world. That's what we're all about. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. And we got another interview right around the corner, so stay tuned.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.